Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Why are women taught to stick around and build up men, but men are not taught the same? Now, I am not speaking about this from a feminist standpoint because I'm a modern woman and I believe in gender roles, but I saw a posting the other day on social media about how a woman stuck through a guy through a lot of stuff, and it was a lot of things that would make any normal, sane person walk away. But it was being praised, especially within the Black community. It was being praised as if that's the standard. That's what women are supposed to do in order to get the happiness at the end of the tunnel. And I don't agree with the ideology at all. I think it's ridiculous rhetoric, and I'm not going to accept struggle love ideology, and I won't promote that either. Now, when I say this, I don't say this to say that at the slightest moment when things get hard in relationships that you should walk away, because we all know that relationships have their ups and downs and their challenges. We all know that. I'm not saying that at all. But when is too much too much? When is, you know, when do people grow up and decide to stop doing childish things that put their relationship in jeopardy of dismantling? You know, why does a woman have to stick with a man through abuse, cheating, outside children, prison stints, all of these horrific things that keep happening in relationships that are glorified as a woman being a strong woman? Which I think is ridiculous. You know, it's not like, okay, if, you know, the other person got sick and you're sticking with them through their sickness, or maybe something financially happened, but they're in the process of bouncing back. You know, it's not like it's life challenges like that. It's always the most horrible things that are praised for women sticking through with men. And again, I don't agree with that. I don't like it. I don't like how that is pushed out there, again, especially within the Black community. And I don't say this to say that other races don't deal with the same things, but why are women always raised to accept all of this just to get happiness at the end of the tunnel? Why does it have to be like that? You know, for one, you know, men want feminine women. Men want women to be their peace. But how can a woman be your peace if she's overworked and stressed? How can she be your peace if you can't get yourself together enough to be a mature adult so that you don't take her through all of these trials and tribulations? At least the unnecessary headaches, for that matter. Why does it always have to be Miss Strong, Independent Woman sticking through the most horrible things? Cheating, lying, stealing, all of these things. All that does is just diminish the trust, and slowly that woman loses part of her femininity each time that she has to stick around and accept that abuse when it shouldn't be like that. So we shouldn't praise those ideologies. That is not what makes a woman strong. It's not what makes a man strong either, because I can say that it's vice versa. I think that a lot of people need to figure themselves out before they jump into relationships, and that's the main problem here, and that's the point of what I'm trying to say. Again, a lot of people are running around here hurt, they're confused, they are suffering from a lot of trauma, but they don't want to deal with that, so they keep jumping into relationships with people and wondering why the relationships aren't working and wondering why they keep acting the way that they are, because they're suffering and they don't want to get real about that. And I just want to say, it's not a woman's job to build up a man in, you know, from any emotional trauma that he's dealing with. And I don't think that it's fair for men to come into women's lives when they're dealing with these things. I think both parties should heal themselves before they jump into relationships, because that will save everybody a bunch of headache. But the main problem with that is everybody is emotionally confused. And I came to realize that because I thought about my own childhood, and I thought about how everything that I'm saying ties into, you know, things that happened to people in their childhoods. And when you're growing up as a child, you have all these emotions that range from high to low. But when you're feeling sad, or when you're feeling angry, or when you're acting out, you're always told, no, that's not right. No, you don't do that. Men are always told, no, you can't cry. No, you can't show vulnerability. No, you can't do these things. So then they bottle all that up, and they're not sure how to handle that. So you have these grown men that are walking around, but they're still little boys mentally. They're still little boys inside, because no one has taught them how to properly deal with their emotional intelligence. Girls as well. Women are taught sometimes that being emotional and vulnerable as well is weak. So you're telling both men and women that being emotional and vulnerable and angry and sad, as if those are not natural emotions that will happen, is wrong. So when you do that, you create a generation of emotionally unstable people. Thus, they grow up, they make mistakes, they think that it's okay to keep doing to people because, well, they don't know how to handle emotions. They don't know how to process emotions. So the cycle just continues. And that's the problem that a lot of us are dealing with, that we need to be real about with ourselves. So again, why is it that women are taught to build up men, but it's not vice versa? When, if we're going to be speaking in those terms, then it should be vice versa. It shouldn't be one-sided, because women shouldn't be used and exhausted of their energy to build up anyone that knows that they're damaged but won't do anything about it. Because if the tables were turned, it wouldn't be the same for women. Men expect women to have it all together, to be beautiful, to be soft, to be feminine, to have a job, all of these things, education. But it's okay if they're struggling, if they're not where they should be in life, or if they're hurting. We're supposed to just accept that, and that's not fair, which is why I said it should be vice versa, because it's not. So women shouldn't be used and exhausted of their feminine energy to build up anyone. And if they are going to build up anyone, it should be their children, because when you are an adult, you have to take responsibility for yourself and for your actions. You're no longer a child. You need to go and heal yourself so that you can have healthy relationships. No more struggle love. Honestly, it's draining. But it's just more so draining that Black women are always expected to be the strong women that have to carry the world on their shoulders. And the only way to receive true love and happiness is to go through the struggles. And I don't agree with that, and I won't promote that. I will always tell everyone to aim for the best of whatever they want out of life, especially women, especially Black women. You deserve love, you deserve respect, and you deserve to live the life that you want. You are not responsible to build up anyone but yourself and your children. And when you do get into a happy, loving, and respectful relationship with a real man, then yes, you use your feminine energy to build him up, to be his peace, so that you guys can build a happy and loving relationship. But that relationship has to start with a good foundation first. You can't start a relationship with deceit, lies, abuse, and drama. Because how you start is definitely how you will end. And I'm definitely speaking to the women when I say this. What you allow is what will continue. So please value yourself that much more and love yourself and believe that you deserve better than struggle love. And nobody deserves struggle love. I'm not saying all of this to say that, you know, to leave all the men out here hanging, to dump everything on them. No, just get real about your healing and be honest about the fact that right now you might not be ready for a relationship. So don't go and disturb someone's life. That's all I'm saying. Stop disturbing people's lives when you are not ready for relationships, because women are not here to build up broken men. We're not here to do that. So please heal yourself before you jump into relationships, and don't disturb that woman unless you are ready to be the man that you need to be for her. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all the love and the support. You guys warm my heart so much. And if you want to support this podcast, you can definitely do so. I would appreciate it. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.